Blog Talk Radio.
Fly me to the moon and let me play among the stars. Let me see what spring is like on Jupiter and Mars. Hey folks, thanks for tuning in. It's the Ed August Astrology and Tarot Show.
Well, every morning, every evening, ain't we got fun? Dun, 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 dun. No money, but honey, ain't we got fun? Dun, 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 dun. Well, anyway, here we are in southern Arizona where we're enjoying a cooler morning. It was 110 yesterday, and then the rains came in. It was a nice little, I don't know if it's the first sign of a monsoon. We have this monsoon season every summer, usually in July and August. And anyway, so, and that cooled it down a little bit to like 108 or something. I don't know. And then overnight, it was kind of moist outside. And so nice, a little cool too. So I'm happy about that. And, but the heat is coming back because the moon is in Aries right now. The moon is in 19 Aries and 39 minutes as we speak. And the sun is in Cancer. And there was just a square between the moon and the sun about 10 hours ago. It's kind of a temporary negative situation, which might create stressful situations for, you know, people, families or partners or whatever. To some extent, not always, but, you know, these are transits, transiting planets making aspects with each other. And that's not as important as if these transiting planets are making aspects with your chart or your loved one's chart or something, in which case that person can have be in enhanced mood and, you know, and be very happy. But there could also be mood swings, people doing strange things during this influence. I know, so like a 7-year-old boy was abandoned in L.A. at, what was it, the Greyhound Terminal or something like that last night. Couldn't figure out who he was. The mother just walked right out the door as though she was like catatonic or something. And the kid is autistic. And, oh, it's just a mess, you know. So weird things happen. There are 12 little boys trapped in a cave in northern Thailand. I don't know how they got 6 miles into this cave, but there was some rain and stuff, and the cave half filled with water. They're trying to get them out. A Navy SEAL has already died in trying to get oxygen to them because they need oxygen because the air is going bad. So we'll have to see what happens with that. I think the next 24 hours will tell the tale if they have the resources, the manpower, and the intelligence to be able to extract these kids. What they need is they need to have divers go in there, a bunch of, you know, divers, and, you know, bring some extra face masks and oxygen tanks and take those kids out one at a time, you know, from the cave. But that's in the news. You know, there's all kinds of news. Holy smokes, you know. I've been getting YouTube now because we got the Amazon Fire Stick, and that brings up, you know, YouTube and, I don't know, a lot of other stuff too. But I can literally, you know, go to hundreds of different channels and see what people are talking about, what's happening in the news. But speaking of the news, the most important thing right now is your call and your request and your questions. So I'm going to get into that in just a second. Let me just finish off here. Sun in Cancer, Moon in Aries, Mercury's in Leo, not going retrograde. That's good. Venus also in Leo. Mars is in Aquarius. Let's see, that is going retrograde. Jupiter in Scorpio, Saturn in Capricorn. Well, you know, all the other outer planets are just the same place they were last week. You know, nothing changes too fast when it comes to the outer planets, you know. Well, the interesting thing about this show, if you've been here before, is that I start out talking a little bit about astrology or news or whatever, and then I end up switching to the tarot deck. So let me just take a brief moment here and just shuffle a little bit the cards. I don't know if you can hear that or not. Just shuffling, pounding these cards here into shape. I want to make sure that we get good vibes today, good vibes from, you know, the unseen world, from the world of some of the powers and stuff that are in the background that help, you know. Some people believe in spirit guides. I have a client right now. Everything that she does, she runs by her spirit guides, I'm kind of scratching my head a little about that, but I have seen some very strange things in my day. Okay, one more time. And will the boys be rescued? Ace of Wands. It's a matter of doing it. It's a matter of getting down there and freaking doing it and stuff like that. How many will be rescued? It's a Seven of Pentacles, which shows at least seven. Oh, and here's the Four of Pentacles. Seven and four is 11. Oh, wow, okay. So, you know, they were going to bring out the kids that are the most healthy first, because they figure they have a better chance to survive. So they're literally going to leave any weak kids or injured kids for last. I don't know. That seems bizarre to me, but, you know, it should be done more democratically, I think. I don't know. And what else is happening in the news? Is there anything else? Will they find the mother? The devil. Oh, my. The devil took her. So you know what? They're not going to find the mother of that little 6 or 7 year old boy. And besides, she was abandoning him. She was treating him very badly. She needs some mental health services, probably. Don't you think so? And so that's a story. We'll see how that turns out. But there was something bad going on there for sure. Either that, or she was just a walking wounded zombie mother who. Or maybe she picked up the kid someplace. Maybe that isn't even her kid. So the person that's been waiting the longest on the line, and you can call in up to 15 minutes before the show, you know, and get in place so that I can call on you. And that is person calling from a, I don't know if it's blocked, but it's a very unusual phone number. We'll see what this is all about. They've been waiting the longest. Let me click and say hello. Hello, good morning or good afternoon. How are you doing?
Hello, good afternoon. I'm doing very well, thank you. How are you?
Oh, good, thanks. Good, thanks. What can I do for you today? What's your situation or what's your question?
Can I have a general card reading, please, if you don't mind?
A card reading? Of course. A general card reading, did you say? General?
Yes, please.
Okay, all right. Glad to. And I am shuffling the cards. It might perhaps help if you gave me a first name.
Deep.
Okay. I think you said Steve, but you might have said Eve. Okay.
Yeah.
Shuffling. Okay. And this is the important part. Where would you like me to cut the cards? Because your choice of where to cut the cards makes the cards that come up entirely your choice, even if it's psychic or subconscious or whatever. Near the top or a third of the way down or half the way down?
Halfway down, please.
That is the most popular place. The King of Wands is sitting on his throne and he's a successful person. First of all, let me say, I don't see that these three cards that I selected, show that there's anything at all bad, dangerous, improper, illegal, or unhealthy, or anything happening for you. The King of Cards is a businessman who knows what he wants. So this seems to show that you are on a path, a well-defined path, towards reaching your goal, whether it's business or whether you're still in school or whatever, you know. So you're looking out for yourself. The King of Wands could also be a friend or a parent, someone in authority who may be looking out for you, but either this is you or this is someone else, but it is a very positive card. The second card is the Knight of Wands. So we go from the King of Wands to the Knight of Wands. The Knight of Wands is a younger person who's journeying out on an errand or a mission or a special adventure. It's a very adventurous card because sometimes this card comes up in relationship to, in relation to relationships, to getting into a relationship. So this card by itself means going forth into the world in a positive way, but also in a way that might involve, a relationship that you'd be seeking, one that you will soon be seeking or finding yourself in a very interesting relationship. And the third one is the Magician. The Magician manifests destiny. The Magician takes all the skills and tools of his trade to create success. So if this is in some way relating, if your question is in some way relating to career, career choices or how your new job is going to go or something like that, it's very positive. If it's showing more in the way of relationships, then the relationships will also be successful. I don't see a bad card here. Even if I had a fourth card and a fifth card, the fourth card is temperance. So temperance means, you know, the golden mean. You know, don't go too far in one direction where you may have something at risk or something. Be careful of your health. You know, take care of your body and your soul and your mind. But then the fifth card is the Eight of Pentacles, and that's where a skilled craftsman is making what look like gold shields or gold coins or something, sitting there doing work very happily doing work and earning money. So in all, I mean, the cards are very good, especially for business, because the King of Wands and the Knight of Wands both have more to do with business and industry than anything else. If you're going to start a new company soon, that would work. If you're joining a new company, if you're entering postgraduate studies, whatever it is, it looks like it would work really well. So all I can give you is good news. Okay.
Thank you.
Well, thank you very much. I hope that helps.
Yeah, thank you. It does.
Bye now. You're so welcome. And with that, we're going to go to the 630. And they've been waiting 23 minutes. Hello, 630. Good afternoon or
Hi.
Good morning to you. Hi.
Hi.
What's happening?
How are you doing today?
What's going on? Well, I'm great. Great. Thank you very much.
Yeah. Good.
What's happening? What can I fix some parts for?
Oh, okay. So, yeah, I talked to you guys a couple weeks back. So I have another question. I'm calling from the Midwest area. And
Midwest.
So my parents are, So my name's Lisa. So my parents' estate has been, you know, not settled yet. It's been like 2 years already. And I just wondered, like, what you see for that in terms of it settling. It's only half done.
This is the question about a situation of a settlement of a lawsuit or something like that. Is that it?
Not a lawsuit, but there were, like, you know, like, it went through the court system with the bank and everything. Like, they have lawsuits against each other, like two of my sisters. It's interesting you said that. But that part has been settled. Like, there's a settlement, but the payout, like, only on one part of the estate, the other estate hasn't paid. There's the mother and the father's estate. So, like, the house wasn't sold and all that yet. And I'm just wondering, like, what kind of time frame do you see for that to get done?
Time frame is the most important thing, right? The time frame for when this is going to get done for you?
And, like, you know, and if the bank, if it's going to go smoothly, you know.
Smoothly. Okay. The cards will show us that. So, my dear, where can I cut these cards for you? Near the top, a third of the way down, a half of the way down?
When we do that, since it's half done, the estate, let's do half.
Half? Okay. Sure. Halfway it is. The wheel of fortune is turning. The wheel of fortune is turning. And the people that are on top end up at the bottom. The people at the bottom end up at the top. So the situation is changing. I think the situation is changing in your favor, and you have people helping you. The Knight of Pentacles is fast appearing on the scene. This is a person who could be, someone who cares and somebody who will help you. Rescued by a knight in shining armor, I mean, literally, you know. Not somebody in their 60s or 70s, but somebody
but
in their 30s or 40s.
There's not, like, a lot of problems. Like, that's over. There's been, like, it's settled, but the house has to be sold. It's these details. Is that going to go smoothly about when do you...
Oh, I see. Well, in that case, the Wheel
you know
of Fortune would be, you haven't, the house is not sold, and now it's going to be sold, because the Knight of Pentacles could very well be the right agent who helps you. It could be the buyer coming in. The buyer coming in, he's looking.
But it's not ready.
You know?
It's not ready to go on the market. Everything's still in the house. The possessions haven't been divvied out. All that kind of stuff. That's these details of the organization.
Well, then the Knight of Pentacles The Knight of Pentacles represents anybody who's going to be able to help you in the situation, like getting stuff out of there. Is this house in the same place where you live, the same city that you live in? Or is it somewhere distant?
No. Yeah, I mean, it's about a half hour away, and, you know, the bank's in charge of it. I mean, do you think it's going to... How long of a time frame before you think this goes on the market, before everything's, you know, done in the house?
It'll be sold quickly as soon as it goes on the market. But the Wheel of Fortune is the first card, and the Wheel of Fortune has to turn, has to spin. It's sort of like saying, well, in its due time, you know, it's not promising this is going to happen right away. It's not promising that this is going to be immediate by any means. But the Knight of Wands is going to help. And the third card is the Lovers, and those are the people that are going to love the house and love to buy it. And as soon as you can get this house empty, as soon as you can get somebody in there to touch it up, do whatever you need to do with it, then it's going to be a hot seller. It's going to be a hot seller.
How long do you think it'll take, though, like, to get everything out? Because I have one crazy sister, and we're working with the bank, and we do see this...
Well, you know what? The tarot cards don't give as good of an indication of that. So what I've got here is, let me see. I've actually got two dice here, and it comes up five. It might take 5 months before the house is on the market or sold. But so during those 5 months, that would give you a couple months to. I just threw the dice again. It came up five again. First it was a 4 and a 1, and now it came up a 3 and a 2.
That's interesting you say that, because everything has to be out of the house in 5 months. Like from the time they give out the last item, you have 5 months in the agreement to get it out. You know, otherwise they just call in the junk man and that's it.
You know what? I think that's your answer right there, 5 months. And I think that as long as you've got somebody helping you, like an agent, who wants a commission, who wants to sell, who puts it on multiple, whatever.
The bank's that
you'll be okay.
Do you think, one more question real quick, do you think the bank is going to, like, move smoothly on this? Because they still have to divvy out
the bank. The bank wants to get its investment out of the house, too. So the Seven of Pentacles shows a gardener or a farmer watching his crop grow and watching the money come in. Yeah, they want to market this house and get their investment out of it.
Well, they want to get rid of this account. They don't want to work with it anymore. You know what I mean? It's too much.
I am so sorry that I can't take any more time right now. But good luck on this project.
Okay.
But the cards are real positive.
Okay.
I tell you, the cards are really, really positive on this one. And callers, please try to avoid, you know, like series of questions and stuff. Thank you. We're going to go to the 215. Hello, 215.
Hello.
Good afternoon or good morning to you. Hello. What can I do for you today, ma'am?
This is Crystal.
Yes.
I just want to see where you see currently now going on with my relationship. We are broken.
Oh, with your relationship. Okay. What's going on with your relationship? Well, the three cards I will pick are going to characterize your relationship as it is now and as it's going to be in the near future anyway. And then we'll see, you know, what happens from there. We'll start with three cards and see what happens. If it's going to be smooth, you're going to get three beautiful cards. If there's going to be some rocks in the road, you know, then otherwise.
Yeah,
so let me just cut these cards for you. Where would you like? Near the top? A third of the way down? Half the way down? Where can I? A third of the way down sounds good.
Okay.
That's great. And we start out with a happy homecoming. If your loved one is away, or if there's been anything, not so nice, you know, going on or whatever, the four of wands shows literally a happy homecoming, and that everything will be made good. Everything he will be able to make up for whatever. You will accept him back, you know, I mean, if there's been any kind of breakup or anything like that. The second card, though, shows the Knight of Swords. He might be kind of an impulsive guy. He might have, you know, there's some indication that he wants what he wants now. He's not willing to wait to get something. He's kind of a demanding kind of guy, maybe pushy in a way. And I just wonder if there's a chance that there's another guy out there too, because you have the Knight of Swords followed by the King of Pentacles. So there's this one fellow that I think is maybe aggressive, and maybe that's the guy that you're a little concerned about. But then there's the King of Pentacles, and the King of Pentacles is much more calm and considered and mature. So there's a chance that there's a mature guy on the edge of your life, and then there's this immature, rather immature guy who might be, you know, your lover, but maybe he's not always 100% the way that you'd like him to be. So you're going to accept him back into your life. He's going to stay with you until maybe he makes a mistake or he goes off someplace. I mean, he seems to be a very Martian kind of guy, like a Aries, Leo, something like that. Somebody who's very bold and you know, could get overly excited or something like that. But then who's this third guy? Who's this, the second guy, the King of Pentacles? Do you have a chance that there might be two men that are interested in you right now?
No. We actually just had broken up a couple months ago. I had a private reading with you not too long ago.
Okay. So the first card really is applicable. It means that you may have been broken up a few months ago, but there's a chance of you getting back together again. It'll be sudden because the Knight of Swords does things in a sudden way. That's I guess how you guys broke up in the first place, is there's too much impulsiveness and stuff like that. This could also show a change of attitude in him, that he's changing from being a Knight of Swords, who's very impulsive and dashes about and is not very practical about, to the King of Pentacles, which means that he's growing up, he's maturing, he's being more thoughtful about things. So this would be, definitely a possibility. But then you got to figure, is this really your dream guy? Is this really the guy of your dreams? Do you really want to put up with a very changeable kind of personality? If he's really maturing, then yes. But if he continues to be immature and to show signs of not caring for you nearly as much as you care for him, then I would start to look elsewhere. And the fact this King of Pentacles comes up tells me that there's somebody who is watching, knowing you, maybe somebody at work, somebody else that you've met who would be also very interested in you. You should look at alternatives, because once you've broken up once, you know, you can break up again. So the cards are complex. The cards are very complex. They're saying, yeah, you're going to get back together again, but you know what? The same thing might happen again, because the Fool card comes in. He would be foolish enough to break up with you again. Or maybe it means that be careful, don't be foolish and get back together with him if he's going to hurt you, you know. Try to avoid that if you can. I am so sorry I'm out of time on this one. Thank you so much, and all the good luck in the world for you, my dear. Thank you so much. And with that, we're going to go to, it looks like 858. 858's been waiting for a while.
Hello, Agus. How are you doing?
Oh, great. Thanks. And where are you calling from? Where is 858?
I'm calling from California.
Oh, great.
It's around San Diego area. Mm-hmm.
That's wonderful. What can I do for you today? What's happening?
I could just look what's coming for me in the love department.
May I have your first name?
I had hopes. Someone told me that one person that I like is ending his relationship, but I'm not sure if it's true or not. He's not around me at this time, so I don't know.
Oh, okay. But what you're hoping is that this person that you like is going to end his relationship with someone else and turn to you. Is that the idea?
Yeah, but there's no communication at this time at all. Okay.
Oh, I'm so sorry. So I've shuffled the cards thinking about you. Where would you like me to cut the cards today?
Let's do in the middle.
All right. The most popular place. Right now, the relationship is going nowhere because it's the Four of Swords. The Four of Swords shows somebody
it's like a tomb or a catafalque or something like that, where there's the image of a person who's laying on their back with their hands crossed over their chest, and it's someone who's resting, someone who has gone away, somebody who's in another world. It seems to be happening in a church or something, but it's not a very a positive card, not a positive card at all, because there's no consciousness. There's no, you know, the guy is operating on some kind of semi-conscious frequency, you know, so it's hard to tune him in. So the second card shows that you're continuing to want him and to miss him. It shows the Three of Wands, where someone's standing on a hill and they're looking out over, you know, the Santa Barbara Channel or something like that. They're looking over a lake or a big body of water, and they're waiting for someone to show up. They're waiting for somebody to come back. You know, you're going to continue doing this even though the guy is not really there at all. But the third card is much better. It's the High Priestess. It shows if you use your female wiles, if you're kind of cagey and sly about this, and if you use this magical kind of type of seduction that women can sometimes use on men to say just the right things to attract them, you know. Like, one that always works for me is if the woman says, hey, would you like to come over for a big fried chicken, you know, thing while we watch the football game or something like that. Well, anyway, it's just something that you will do, something clever that you will do that will get his attention. One thing is
I do not want to bring an attention of the person who is involved with someone else. That's the issue for me. So I feel it's a waste of time if someone is involved with someone.
Yeah. So you could be generous. You could be generous or whatever to him. You could try to attract him. But the fifth card, unfortunately, is the Five of Pentacles. That shows two people that are out in the snow. They're not dressed very well. They're hurt, you know, injured. So my advice, based on the fact that he's with someone else, he's not paying attention, you're not getting calls or emails or texts or anything, is basically to go on with your life. That would be the lesson of the High Priestess, is that you need to go on with your life. And there are guys out there. I'm picking up pages, the Page of Cups. I'm picking up the Ace of Wands. There's all kinds of possibilities for you. You're a very interesting lady with much to talk about, and you have interesting, you know, roots. There's something exotic and adventurous about you, you know?
Yeah, and all the guys that I meet, for some reason, I'm married. That's why, that's a big issue. I met a younger guy that is married. I have a guy at work who comes to see me, and he's interested. He's also married, and it's been like that. So
I
just
don't
know
what you
maybe
do.
It's my luck.
Put a sign on your desk, you know, no married men. No married men, please, you know. Okay.
Well,
that's all
thank
I can
you
do
so
right
much.
Now. Thank you so much. All
thank
right. Bye-bye. And you know what? I'm going to say hi to the 561 on the line here. Hello, 561. Good morning. Good afternoon. Hello. 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 Oh, what a shame. Okay, they don't want to talk, I guess. So we only have 90 seconds left, 60 seconds left anyway. Thank you very much. You know, if you enjoy the readings that I do, go to there's a PayPal thing that I should have had this prepared in advance. Anyway, I am taking sort of like tips from people. If you could, it's my PayPal, www.edaugusts.com. Have a look around. I also do readings. I also sell books. I have my own books and stuff. So look forward to hearing from you. Maybe I can do a real reading for you. You know, the 5-minute reading on the phone is not the equivalent of, you know, a personal private reading that we could do. So look at my website and leave a comment. Thank you so much. And I'll be back on Tuesday. Da-da-da-da. And I'll be on this afternoon at Ed August's World. If any of you can find that, it's on 3 o'clock Pacific time, 6 o'clock Eastern time, Ed August's world. God knows. Bye now.